But pocket forests, explain.
Yeah, I was down in the University of Galway there recently where I met Dr. Katrina Carlin to see and to chat about their latest addition to the campus. And like you say, that's a pocket forest. Now, Derek, when you and I think of a forest, we think of something that's really big, mm-hmm. taking up many acres, maybe even hectares. But a pocket forest, it's about making a cosy space for trees and people to be together. And as we mentioned on the programme a few weeks ago during 3 Week, it's all about planting the right tree in the right place. And that's exactly what's happening on the campus in Galway with this planting of this, their first pocket forest.
Follow us in here, Terry. We'll walk into the pocket forest entrance here.
Oh, this is really, really lovely. But it's tiny. When I think of a forest, I think of something really, really big. This is so small and it's just so different.
So this is the first pocket forest on the University of Galway campus, and you can see straight away that you've got this lovely arch just above our heads and this lovely path just guiding us in. But you'll see also that it's marked by willow weaving around the outside. So we've got this lovely kind of circular shape. So that's our pocket, but it's a pocket that's a circle that's connecting people together to the community, to the campus and to nature.
And it's totally enclosed. That's what I really like about it.
It's totally enclosed, and imagine now, we're going to time travel into the future and imagine these little baby trees that we can see beside us here. In 10 years' time, they're going to be big trees. Yeah. And imagine what that'll be like, not just as a space for teaching and learning for students, but also as a place for staff and students to come out and just take a moment, take a breath, but also listen to birdsong and hopefully maybe see some beetles crawling around as well.
I'm looking at the trees here. To the front, you have possibly a dozen or so, and they're quite large. I'm sure they're all native trees. And behind that, you have little saplings. Tell me a little bit about it.
So what's really interesting here is we have two different types of planting. So traditionally, trees would be planted as standards, so several years old. They've got the kind of bucket shape to the roots and they're staked. So the staking is, as we can see with the wind around us, to support them and help them get anchored in the ground. But a Japanese botanist came up with this idea of growing lots of little baby trees really close together, but in a sort of a soup of bacteria and fungi and nutrients. So they're all kind of supporting each other, already starting to form a little baby forest of native trees. Yeah, there's native willow, there's spindle, there's guelder rose, there's lovely birch and alder and holly. Of course, we can still see with the leaves. Yeah. But the ones that are my favourite are the little spindle, because you can start to see the new buds just opening that. And imagine now for the first years, and we're going to bring them up here. Our third year habitat management planning are already using it. And for our master's class, sustainable environments, it's all about sustaining environment. Think about our environments now. We are moving into a much more urbanised world. But this shows you that you can create a little miniature forest in a very, very small place. And this is not a new concept. There are other ideas right across Europe, including here in Ireland, that are on tiny forests. So a pocket forest is, again, that idea of, like, you can make a cozy space for trees and for people to be together. And that's really important now, especially after Storm Éowyn, where we had such storm damage and people are scared and worried about planting big trees. So this is a way of showing them that you can plant the right trees in the right place and look after them, and they look after us.
And the right place, of course, is where we are here now, because we're right in the middle of the campus. We're beside, I won't call it a main road, but it's one of the main roads that runs through the North Campus here. We've got students walking by us. It's a very, very open place, but it's not somewhere you'd expect a forest to be.
Well, it's not, but you see, that's the thing, because where people are putting in pocket forests, it's in housing estates, it's in urban areas, and it's showing you that you can do this in the smallest of places. And it provides a space for nature in a very, I suppose, urbanised or modified environment. In fact, the ground here, because of the Life Course Institute development, it's quite stony and there's a bit of builder's rubble and stuff like that below the ground as well. So it's not necessarily that they're growing on, you know,
the best of soil.
And that's exactly what you'd have in a lot of urban environments. But I suppose there is also another thing about the campus here in Galway. We have a biodiversity action plan. We are so lucky because we've got quite a lot of existing native woodland, but we have seen some of it get hit really badly by Storm Éowyn and Storm Dara before that. So in a way, we're sort of seeing kind of that we need to climate-proof ourselves for future, for more storminess. And we also want to think, like, what will happen where there are some of our parts of the campus where we're going to see what happens and see if, because we have these really well-established areas of woodland further across from us, as you can see here, just across in the pocket forest, will we actually get more woodland growing up in places that we manage just that little bit less intensely? And that's then another part of our comparison, because we would like to develop a forest module, bringing people back to sort of like knowing what the tree bark looks like, knowing what it was called in the Oum language, knowing about all the kind of the lore about trees, but also understanding the trees are good for themselves, but trees are also really important for the shelter and the food and the protection that they provide for so many other animals that we share this world with.
And of course, what it's also providing here is an outdoor classroom for third level students.
Exactly. So we will be absolutely delighted to bring our first years up here. We have a module called Hot Topics in Environmental Science. So this is really timely for them to learn about ways of considering greening up urban environments. But then our Masters in Sustainable Environments and Environmental Leadership, we will bring them up here as well. And we will use it to study from an ecological perspective, from a management perspective, but also from that connection to nature and the benefits to our health and well-being from that. So it's multidisciplinary teaching, and we're hoping to develop those modules right across all parts of the college as well, so it wouldn't just be for the environmental science students.
Joining us also is Brendan Smith. Brendan, you're involved in this project as well. Explain.
Yes, so I'm part of the community sustainability, a partnership within the university itself, which involves all sectors of the university, students and staff. And my role within this project was to bring outside groups into the campus to help in the planting of this beautiful feature that we now have, students from a local school, to inspire them that what could happen here can also happen in other institutions, particularly schools right across Galway itself. And as Katrine alluded to, this is the start of many. So if it happens here, this pocket forest on campus, why could it not happen in every other major institution right across the city? Because previously we had green deserts, manicured lawns, and we designed out nature. And this will fundamentally change our attitude towards how we perceive our cities. Before, we had concrete and we had tarmac. Now we want our places to be to bring the jungle back into our urban lives. So much of our problems are because of our disconnect from the rest of nature, particularly our own well-being. And this area will become a kind of an area of tranquility over time. And you'll see that. And that's part of our heritage of Ireland as well, because the Celts, pagan and early Christians, would have spent a lot of time for religious purposes and communal purposes within nature, like the obvious example would be St. Brige and the oak grove of what we now call Kildare.
Well, I can tell you it's a beautiful spot here. It is tiny, this little forest. I'm sure if I came back here in 5 years' time, I'd be seeing something different. But what I want to finish off by asking, Katrina, is this is the first one here in the college. Do you hope to expand on it?
We have a campus that's very, very biodiverse already. So, of course, our tricky balance is about doing the best that we can for the campus in the right place. So some parts of the campus we'll be actually letting it do its own thing, because we've got lovely grasslands and we've got lovely existing woodlands. But what we would be looking for then in any further developments of the campus where we have increasing built spaces, that they would incorporate something like this or something like our Harris Corner initiative as well. And that's all part of our community and university sustainability partnership.
Well, congratulations on your first pocket forest and the best of luck with the rest.
Terry, thank you so much. And we would also like to pay a huge thank you to the Life's Too Good Foundation, who funded this work, and the amazing work of Catherine Cleary and the Pocket Forest team, who inspired us on this journey as well.
Sounds like a lovely idea to have a pocket forest where you live. Why not get onto it? More details on the website rte.ie/Mooney.